word.
Go.
Everybody keep that one in.
This is Jessie
and Daisy,
and this is Unchained Beauty, and it's a little bit different this time because we have a very, very special guest. She's one of our good friends, as well as a phenomenally talented FX makeup artist, as well as a filmmaker. She went to the LA School of Film, right?
LA Film School, yeah.
LA, you know what? Same tomato, tomato. The LA Film School. Wait, did I just say the same thing over again?
Yeah.
Either way, it's a film school and it's prestigious and it's in LA. And it's our good friend Allie Vilches.
Hello. Thanks, guys.
She is awesome, and she wanted to join our little podcast because we have a lot.
I think we suckered it into it. I don't think she actually joined, but.
Hey, man, I'm just guest starring on all sorts of podcasts lately, so I'll just take whatever I can.
She is. If you want to hear the podcast she just was featured in, it was I Should Be Sleeping. You can find that one on iTunes, and our other good friends host that, which is Richard Aguirre and Jason Vilches, and they talk about really shitty movies. So if you're bored and feel like finding really bad movies, definitely recommend their channel because you will get inspired by horribleness. Since we are Unchained Beauty, we're going to start with just the fun stuff and makeup. So you guys ready?
Oh, yes.
So ready.
So, okay, how many of you guys have actually heard of Morphe?
Me.
I have.
Like, everyone and their mother has pretty much heard of Morphe, right?
Yeah.
And have any of you guys been like, maybe I can buy their shit?
Yeah.
Like, is it, mm-hmm. I think everybody's just like, Morphe is legit.
They
talk, like, it's the best thing in the world, right? Mm-hmm. So I found something out because I've been wanting to buy, like, their single shadows because I've been buying a lot of Makeup Geeks. And I found out through this YouTuber that she is a part of private labeling. That's what she does for a living. And essentially what private labeling is, like, they will mass produce, like, brushes and makeup and not print their name on it. And then you can pay, you know, XYZ and put your name on it. So essentially they could buy these cheap palettes and put Morphe brushes on it. And so she did a bit of research and bought a bunch of Morphe. She's like, this shit, like, kind of sucks. Like, this stuff doesn't blend. These brushes are really, you know, they were really scratchy and really weirdly synthetic. Mm-hmm. And so she entered the ingredients that were in the actual palettes, and they matched exactly to palettes that were available, I believe, by Coastal or something. I mean, to the T. And she found out they were a private label. And she's learning that's the reason why Morphe brushes, their name always gets written off, like smudged off and stuff.
Yeah.
So essentially, Morphe does not make their own products. They private label and sell stuff that is mass produced and charge triple the cost.
So they're essentially just, you're paying for the name. Almost. Yeah.
Exactly. So. Exactly. Because I was like, I really want to try. It's like Gerard Cosmetics. I don't know if you're familiar with that, Ali, but with Gerard Cosmetics, they were, like, everywhere in social media. Because I feel like that's how makeup brands are now getting really noticed.
Oh, yeah.
Social media is so, like, it's so prevalent right now. Mm-hmm. And I bought Gerard Cosmetics, and they had the biggest scandal as far as they were calling people who reviewed their products as bad, ugly, and this and that, saying really negative things.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my God. There was a Snapchat, right, where two people were reading the comments or something like that. And they were like, oh, well, they said something about the person being ugly that reviewed it.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, wow, just because they put a negative review on this shit, like,
wow.
These two people were like, oh, yeah, you're ugly.
It wasn't even like, the thing about it is, okay, so this girl bought Gerard Cosmetics lipstick, said they made her lips break out, which they are shitty lipsticks. Yeah. I have them. I'll show you them after the podcast. They're horrible.
Yeah.
And they smell like Play-Doh, like legit. So, she wrote a review, an honest review. She purchased them herself. She was a YouTuber. And she basically said that this made me break out. So, the owner of Gerard Cosmetics and Manny MUA, who's very huge in the makeup community, were on Snapchat going through videos. They come across her video, and he's like, Manny's just like, oh my God, we're watching people hate on Gerard Cosmetics. And the owner of Gerard Cosmetics said, she's so fucking ugly.
Wow.
And then the Snapchat ended. Everybody's going to be downloading that shit.
Of course. Yes.
Everybody and their mother. Wow. And then they got the hugest backlash because of it. And then, because that happened, people who were about to be affiliated with Gerard Cosmetics came out and said, you know what, here's the deal with this company. Mm-hmm. And they said they were going to send me the product for free, give me a partner code.
Yeah.
And mind you, the YouTubers who get partner codes, they do get a good amount of money because of that.
Yeah.
And they were saying they would send me the free product, but the only way I could upload it is if it was positive.
Wow, really? It was,
yeah, that's only sad. Positive reviews. So every review you see of Gerard Cosmetics, where they have an affiliate code, they're paid to say positive.
Yeah, that's so bad.
And so that's why I'm always weary in purchasing makeup. And that's why I'm glad I did the research on Morphe, because they're essentially doing the same thing. From what I've been reading, their formula has changed a bit, and so they might now be making their own products as far as, like, makeup eyeshadows, but even people are saying those formulas are worse than the bulk bought formulas. Wow.
It's okay. I'll stick to Makeup Geek.
So another one that I wanted to talk about, because I'm sure everyone hears of it because it's really cheap, is ColourPop.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So I found some information out about ColourPop.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Not bad, aside from that their products suck. But, so now one thing I'm sure, like, everybody's heard of, even if they literally don't wear makeup, is the Kylie lip kit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Everyone knows about Kylie and her damn lips.
Her lips.
Well, she has the lipstick, right? And everyone kept saying, even Nikki Tutorials, who's a big YouTuber, was talking about how she was saying, like, oh, it's funny how Dolce K and naming the actual lip kit colors look very similar to Beeper and Clueless from ColourPop.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically everyone's saying Kylie is just repackaging ColourPop, right?
Yeah.
So a YouTuber went into, like was, like, looking up everything. Because not only that, Kylie posted a picture. She was, like, hanging out with my girls, but she was in the ColourPop factory. Mm-hmm. Like, and she pointed out, she's like, I don't know about you guys, but if I'm hanging out with my girls, like, we have drinks, you know, we have food. We don't literally sit in a lipstick product factory.
You don't do
with
that?
With caps, right? I guess Allie does.
Yeah, you know, it's just
she's
a
like
normal
every
day.
Tuesday.
Exactly.
But, so they have this picture, and she's, like, in a, you like a doctor robe. What do they call, like, a little lab coat and her little...
Yeah.
Her hair was sticking up, a little hairnet. I don't know how that was helpful. But everyone's like, okay. That fueled the fire. So this YouTuber entered the formula for the lip kits and then the formula for the ColourPop ones. They didn't match. But then she noticed the lippy sticks, which are the pencils, the lip liners that go with these, exactly match the lip pencils that come with the Kylie lip kit.
Ooh.
So, the thing is now the lip kits you get from Kylie are actually repackaged ColourPop lipsticks, the pencils. And those are what? With tax, with shipping, it costs you about $40.
Yep.
And that's if you even get them, like, they sell out in, like,
dude,
20
they
seconds.
Sold out, yeah.
I'm like, those girls are not that
I have
cute.
The NYX lingerie ones, then I want you to get the Kylie so we can swatch them pretty much the same colors.
Girl, I don't know if I can, now that I know that ColourPop literally is giving her the lip, I'll just get ColourPop and we'll go from there, boo.
Yeah.
Because it's just, I feel like you can't trust anybody in the industry as makeup right now.
No.
It's like insanity.
It's like, why are you going to spend all that money just, and it's basically just like, oh, like, so I'm wearing Kylie's lip kit. Like, you're, I'm so cool. Look at me. But it's like, you can literally just walk to Sephora and get any of them. Or even Ulta, whatever. Walmart, if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. All the, like
it's a lot that serious. You're paying for the brand.
You're paying for the brand.
Exactly.
And it's like,
that's all it is.
Or what are you going to walk around with a shirt that says, I'm wearing Kylie's lip kit? Like, ask me about it.
Yeah,
yes,
unless
I know, like,
Kylie wants to send them to me for free as an endorsement, I am not spending money on them.
Definitely not.
It's like, I remember during Christmas time, because, like, during Sephora, that's when, like, my heart explodes.
Yeah.
And whether I can afford it or not. And they had, like, these door busters, right? And I was like, ooh, what do they have? They had, I'm not joking, lipsticks, three lipsticks, Louboutin. You guys know what Louboutin is, right?
Oh, yes.
Louboutin lipsticks. They were like fucking $300 or some crap like that. And I'm like,
yep.
Okay, what's the ounces of this? Like, how much is this really gonna, like, this better make me look like I'm gleaming from space. Exactly. And everyone's like, her, need to be her. Like, I'm like, what? Like, ugh, just, I can't.
It blows my mind. Like for me, lipstick is the only makeup that I'll splurge on, but I would never splurge enough to be like, I have to wake up at 5 a.m. and log on and make sure that I can get it and be the first one and put it in my cart and the whole, like, no, I'm not going to do that. Like, if it's not readily available for me to buy in the store, I'm just not going to buy it. Like,
because then what if you run out?
What am I going to do? Wait another 6 months until it's available again? Like, exactly. No, I'm not going to do that.
It's just like, instead of waiting at 5 a.m., you can go to dupethat.com, type in like, okay, I really like Androgyny from Jeffree Star. Oh, it looks like Milani has an exact replica. Yep. I'll buy Milani's. And it's probably cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
It's just insanity. I mean, I can't deny that I do spend a pretty penny on makeup. I enjoy it. I love it. But my thing is I do makeup for other people and I do it for my channel. So, I mean, it gives me incentive to really purchase the newest products.
Yeah.
And then I'm also always willing to be like, my friend's like, hey, can I borrow it? Like you, if you wanted to use Vampire, I'd give you Vampire because it's a hard lipstick to find.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really generous when it comes to that.
Yeah.
But then there are these people who are like, don't do makeup. They don't know how to do makeup. But they're going to spend like $300 on like this special edition made with gold flakes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but you can get the same shit from like Lorac.
Yeah.
Or you can get the same thing. Like, they're like, no, but this brand, no. Honey, no.
Yeah, like, no. Like, I understand that's what you think. No, but it, no. It's all the same.
Yes. In reality, how many different formulations are there?
Or how many different colors are there, really? Like,
yes. They're like, no, but this brown has gold in it and this one has silver. Who cares? Yeah, it's gold. Cares. Like, it's legitimate. It's so stupid. Yeah. It's crazy. But you are an effects makeup artist. So tell us, like, how you got started with effects and, like, how you love it.
Well, what's funny about that is, okay, backstory. Back when I was a kid, I was in the Nutcracker Ballet in San Bernardino and the whole deal and stuff like that. And so we were, the people who did our makeup and provided our makeup were people who owned a shop in the ghetto of San Bernardino, let me tell you. But they have industry standard makeup, FX makeup that you wouldn't think to find in anywhere but LA or New York or something like that, right? And so it wasn't until, like, I didn't notice it because I was a kid, but it wasn't until a couple years ago, we were, like, way into Halloween and stuff. And so my boyfriend and I always do these cool, like joint makeup things. And so we really wanted to do makeup from The Artist, which is, like, this black and white movie that came out, and we wanted to do the dance at the end and the whole deal.
We did not cheat. You guys danced. That was, like, the most romantical thing in the world. I was so jelly.
I know,
right? It was cute, but they cheated.
It was freaking awesome. Okay, because I taught my boyfriend how to tap dance for that, so I think we won.
Honestly, if Alex sat and learned how, like, Etzel gets props, because
Well, Etzel's really competitive, though. Let's be honest. So
you probably are, too. Don't lie.
Yeah, exactly. So
my alley be competitive?
I know. Mash made in heaven.
Right. But it was like this cute little movie and stuff, but I was like, okay, I want to do the makeup for this, but I want to do it cool. Like, I wanted to do a grayscale makeup because the movie's in black and white. And so I was like, okay, well, I have no idea how to do this. So I start looking online and people doing grayscale makeup and telling me about brands I should do. And I was like, I don't know where I'm going to find these. Like, they're going to be expensive online, going to drive to LA. But then the store, Fun Corner in San Bernardino came up and I walked in and they have all sorts of makeup, Ben Nye, Krylon, the whole deal and stuff like that. And I walked in, it was like, oh my god, it was like a candy store. And I was like, okay, like, I'll get, like, my gray makeup to use and I'll also get, like, these, like, gore things and, like, some fake blood because it's kind of cool. And I kind of just, like, got into it and, like, I never taken a class for it. Like, everything that I've learned off of trying and the internet and stuff like that. And so.
And you guys, like, no joke, I will make sure to post it on our actual website. Her skills as far as makeup is it's insanity because it's so freaking good. When you did Dorothy, like, this was a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
She did, Dorothy, like, was awesome. A flesh-eaten Dorothy Gale. And I remember my dad going, because this is when my band Generations was playing, and I just remember my dad walking up to her like, holy shit. Because she had, like, a white contact, so just literally one half of her face. And I'll post a picture.
Yeah.
It was the coolest, nastiest, scariest shit I've seen in so long. Yeah. I was like, holy crap. Like, my dad swore. Mm-hmm. I was like, she must do this, like, professionally. And I was like, no, she's just that insanely talented. Like, she can scare the shit. Like, I can make a bullet hole.
Yeah.
That's literally just spread the latex blood. You're like, okay, so there's a vein here.
Yeah.
Oh, and this is naturally, it's just, it's
fucking amazing. Oh, like when you did the zombies last year.
Yeah,
when we were zombies.
The haunted house.
The haunted house. That was
awesome. I was just like her apprentice, and I was just like, I can do the gray part.
Yeah, you're like,
and then like contouring the hollows. I was like, I can kind of do that. I normally contour. But then when it came to, like, blood and, like, bites and, oh, my God. Because you use, like, what is it, plaster or whatever it is?
Yeah, well.
Molds and stuff?
I basically learned how to make my own prosthetics based off of, like, you use, like, gelatin, like, make jello and, what else? That glycerin. It's, like, sugar water. Mm-hmm. Like, you can get it from, like, craft store and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You can make your own prosthetics. So I was, like, I have no time. Like, we were doing, like, a zombie haunted house. And I had to make like 12 people zombies, and they all have to have zombie bites, of course, and they have to be infected and gross. Like, I don't have time to individually make each bite, so I figured out how to do that, did the whole plaster thing, and then made my own prosthetics. So that was a lot of fun, and it was really stressful, but it was a fun learning experience.
How many people did you have to do like flesh bites?
Yes, so many people. And then I had people who were like, oh, can you make me look like this, and like, I really want my bite to be here on my neck and like this, and I was like, oh my God, there's so much.
And if it wasn't for the actual mold, you cut literally what would take 10 hours in a normal studio to like three, four hours. And most of the time we were like eating pizza and talking about like random crap and be like, where's the invite? Like, we were able to kill a lot of time as well.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun though. It was fun.
Yeah, it was so much fun. But the sad thing about that is I really like, I've been so busy with school and everything else that I have not touched my FX makeup since then. Like, at all. Mm-hmm. Like, I got a brand new like alcohol activated palette for Christmas. I haven't even touched it. Like, I looked at, like, I have no time, and so,
it's so sad. A good way to get back into it is doing a collab video again.
Yes.
Because Allie and I just wanted to, last Halloween, it was just not in our cards. Like,
I think it was because everybody was so busy.
Everyone was insanely busy. Yeah. But we were going to collab and do, like, cool, I won't say what we were going to do because we might use it for this year, I don't know. But we had, like, a cool idea planned, and we were, like, going back and forth with ideas. I remember that because, like, my messages are filled with, like, you were sending me, like, I tried this one, what do you think? I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Now let me try to figure out what would make that pretty.
Yeah.
And it was just so much fun. Oh, my God. So definitely look out for a collab video because it's going to happen this year.
It'll happen because I won't be in school. Hashtag goals. Well, I mean, the FX makeup thing has really helped me in school, too. Like, the amount of people, like, I feel like I've got more contacts from people who know that I do FX makeup and want my help on their short films than I do for, like, why I'm at film school. Which, I mean, like, part of it's like, okay, well, yeah, I'm, like, trying to be a director and stuff like that. But at the same time, it's like, hey, it's cool. Like, I still get credits and, I've made a bunch of short films and in school, and I've had so many different credits just being, like, the makeup artist, and that's cool, too. So.
Yeah. I mean, look at V Nail, who's been able to create an entire career out of simply scary-ass makeup, or even simplistic old-age makeup.
Yeah.
Because, like, with me being in theater, I'm aware of how important makeup is.
Yeah.
And, like, if you're doing a show where you're required to look 30 years older, makeup does a ton to, like, fix that. And so, I can imagine how cool, and it's a necessity for any filmmaker, even if it's just for soft lighting or even if it's just for beauty makeup. It's still such a main important component.
Yeah.
Because, like, with George Clooney, he says he doesn't wear makeup.
But you know he's lying.
Yeah, he's lying. I'm like, I've been on cam, not to say our mixologist is currently mixing drinks, just so you know, we can prepare this podcast.
Oh, yes. Thank
you. But, like, George Clooney says he doesn't wear makeup, but, like, I've been on camera, nor I don't have perfect skin, but I'm like, he's, like, 80, and
Silver Fox.
I'm like, if he can look, I think he's spray tan.
I think he's ugly. I'm sorry.
I think he's very attractive.
I think he's very handsome, and I think you're wrong, Dee.
No.
But, sorry.
Continue, Jess. Continue. Go.
But, no, I don't think he doesn't wear makeup. I think if he doesn't, I think he has a really good spray tan artist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He has to.
Oh, yeah. And that's another thing that I've learned is through, like, film school and stuff like that, like how much the camera changes things. And so being able to see that with my makeup and everything, too. Like, we did a really sad short film on one of my classes where this guy is dying of cancer. And so they're like, okay, well, how are we going to make him look sick? And I'm like, I got you right here. I just make him look like a zombie. But it's so crazy how, like, in your head, you're like, okay, well, I'm just going to, you know, darken the circles underneath his eyes and make him kind of pale and bring out some greens and oranges and stuff like that, you know? But then, like, you do it and you're like, okay, that looks great. you take a picture on your iPhone, whatever. And then you should see it on, like, a like professional camera, and you're like, oh, yeah, that doesn't look very good. Mm-hmm. Then you gotta go in and look, and then go in again and look, and then go in and look, and then you're like, okay, that's great. And then you see it on another screen, and you're like, ah, oh, it looks completely different.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's like trying to figure out how everything looks, and it's such a learning experience with everything, and it's I'm so thankful for it, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like when you see credits on, like, even, like, something as simple as a music video, and you see the makeup artist and their credit, and I know, I'm sure there are people who are just like, for what? What did they do? You don't realize no idea, what they did.
Yeah.
They could literally, it looked like, say, for instance, they did a video about, oh, I'm all natural.
Yeah.
They're not.
Oh, no.
They were probably added, like, some oil to their skin. They added some mattifying powders. Like, they have makeup on there. And there is a legitimate reason why a makeup artist always has to be credited.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why it's always awesome to see effects makeup artists becoming a lot more, like public.
Yeah.
Thanks to Face Off, the show. Yeah. Because a lot of people don't think of the real, like, work that is put into actual effects makeup. It's so cool. I wish I had the skills to really learn and study that craft. Yeah. I just have never been good at it. I've always preferred beauty makeup over it. But even still, to work with, like I said, a collab together, like doing effects and beauty together, and to create a different type of character. Like, you can make yourself a completely different person.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
Like, makeup can do it
to
an extent, but effects makeup, that you can add a nose.
Yeah.
You can become an alien.
Yeah.
It's, like, so, like, oh my god.
It's pretty cool.
It's so cool. It's something, like, I wish I could do.
Yeah.
But I'm glad, because one of my best friends knows, so I'm fine.
Yeah.
You don't gotta worry about it. She's got it.
I know. Allie's got it. I'll just add eyelashes.
It's fine. Yeah.
Some contour. It's fine.
But not only are you in FX makeup, you go to LA Film School. Mm-hmm. Now, I know you were doubting whether you still wanted to be a director?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I went into it being, like, 150%, like, I'm going to be a director. This is what's going to happen. I'm going to work my way. Like, directing is the way to go. And then I took a directing class, and I was just like, I don't know. Because for directing, people don't really realize what goes into it. It's a lot working with actors and figuring out how to work with actors, right? Yeah, you know. And it's just something different, because you're just like, no, like, most people who want to be directors just want to be directors, so that's like, well, it's my movie,
you know?
And, I mean, that's true, but it's not everything. And so I got into a cinematography class, which is, like, about, like, camera and lighting and stuff like that, and I fell in love with it. Like to learn that the camera is kind of, like, a character in itself, and so is the lighting. Like, you have such an appreciation for it that I never thought that I would ever have. But it makes sense, because, I mean, I bought my first, like, DSLR camera when I was, like, 15, and I started taking pictures, and I was like, oh, this is so cool and stuff. So stupid teen me didn't realize it, but now I'm like, okay, well, I mean, clearly, of course, I want to do something with photography, so.
Yeah.
I'm kind of gearing more towards that, but we'll see.
Which, side note, she did do Kina's save the date pictures. I gotta say, they came out really cute. You need to show her, though, the one of Jesse, where that was hilarious.
Yeah, that was so good.
But yeah, she's definitely a good photographer, too. Like, she, Kina's pictures came out really good, like,
Well, thank you.
And she finally did the save the date, so we should be getting them soon, so.
I saw that. I'm excited to see them. But it's been really fun. Like, I'm almost done with the program, and I just finished another directing class that kind of, like, revamped my interest in directing again, because I got to work with professional actors, brought them in for, like, a casting session, the whole deal, and so that was a lot of fun, and it was terrifying, because my teacher's kind of just like, okay, post on LA Casting for your little short film.
You're in your own.
See you in a week. And we're like, oh shit, like, okay.
But how did it feel to literally be in the footsteps of where, like, Steven Spielberg is when he's casting, or Woody Allen? Like, what? How did it feel to be in that position?
I was,
because I've been in the other position.
Exactly. And, like, I was terrified. And I had, like, eight or nine people who were coming to audition for me. And, like, the first lady came in and she killed it. She was amazing and awesome. And I'm just like, the whole time I'm thinking, like, these people are going to think that I'm fake. Like, oh my god. Like, they're going to know. Like, oh my god, she doesn't know what she's talking about. You know, like, they're at a film school. But still, like, I was, like, terrified. And then the second person came in and she was so nervous. Like, nervous. And I wanted to be like, girl, like, you do not need to be nervous. Like, I'm literally just learning how to do this. Like, you have no reason. Like, just do your thing. It's cool. But it was so crazy, because it's like, oh my god, this is how it is on the other side. Because, you know, I've done auditions for things, like, with dance and stuff like that, too.
Exactly, because I was going to say, you've been on the other side where you have to be, like, what are they thinking?
Yeah, like, I have no idea. And I'm, like, trying to be personable. Like, oh, my God. Like, it was so
scary.
You're,
like, you're the most fakest you've ever been.
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally. Oh, yeah. But the whole process was so much fun. But the whole time, like, they weren't getting paid, and they were obviously willing to do that and stuff and come in for my rehearsals, and I'm just, like, every time I'd be like, does that make sense? Like, does that make sense? Like, what I'm saying, does that make sense? Like, yeah. As, like, a director, like, don't take pity on me because I'm just in film school. But it was, like, it was really fun, and it was, like, it was a humble experience, but it also made me feel good about myself in regards to, like, directing, thinking that I could actually, like, do something with it.
Yeah.
Which was pretty cool.
It's really, I do, like, one of the benefits that you kind of helped me realize in a weird, like, small way was, because I do the beauty channel, and I understand the importance of the film quality, the definition, and even the lighting, but I never really took it into consideration, like, because originally when I first started my beauty channel, I was in front of a huge window.
Yeah.
And yes, windows do give off natural light, and sometimes it is the most flattering, but it depends on what day.
Yeah.
Because, like, you can take a selfie at the highest peak, and you're just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah,
filter
no.
the crap out of this.
Yeah.
Like, what apps can I use?
Yeah.
And so I never really thought about it, and I always had issues with contrast and, like, resolution getting all messed up, like, because if a cloud moved by, something got messed up, and my red lipstick turned orange. Like, it would never adjust. And then I finally got umbrella lights, as simple and unprofessional. I mean, I guess it's closer to being professional than just a regular old, like, lamp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I got these umbrella lights. And I was just like, you know what? I think I need to ask Allie how to position this, because I would just initially just put, like, one right in front of my face. And you're like, no. That's what you do is put one here, one on your backdrop, because if there's contrast, it is going to mess up your settings on your camera.
Yeah.
And I never thought about that. And I always wondered why I was having such issues in editing, and because that itself is freaking annoying, is editing, and I'm just like, okay, slide, cut, slide, fast forward. It's such a pain in the ass, and I don't even do anything intricate like you do.
Yeah.
I literally just am like, okay, speed through this eyebrow tutorial.
Yeah.
But, like, once, I remember the first video I did where it actually worked, and I listened to exactly how you said it, was a Demi Lovato tutorial I did, and I was like, holy shit, like, I look a little fierce. My photos came out well, and I was like, I like it. I like it a lot. I'm so excited. And so that's one of the benefits I have of also knowing a filmmaker is knowing, like, she knows, she has the best interest. She knows how my lighting should be, you know?
Exactly.
It's and a lot of fun.
And that's one of those things that, like, I feel like people don't initially notice, you know, unless it's like a noir film, you know, where everything's in shadow. They're like, oh my God, the lighting. Yeah. Everything else, though, like the amount of lighting that takes place in just, like, shooting outside. Like, you think, like, oh, if I'm shooting something outside, like, I don't need light. Like, the sun is, like, a giant light. It's gonna help.
Yeah.
Like, no, like, the sun is harsh. You had to diffuse the sun. So you had to put up this giant silk to diffuse the sun so you look nice. And all these different other lights with, you know, and, like, specials and the whole deal. People don't notice that when they see these things. They're like, oh, it's so simple. Like, they probably shot this thing in, like, 10 minutes. Like, no, it's, like, hours.
See,
like,
honestly,
a whole day.
For the longest time, whenever I would see, like, I for the longest time, I tried to be really into, like, the modeling crap, no. But I would always notice behind-the-scenes photos, because I liked also seeing that and see, okay, how did they accomplish this photo? And I just remember always seeing this giant thing that somebody, unfortunately, had to hold for, like, a good while. And I always thought that was to deflect flash. I always thought it was for that. And now that you're saying it's actually to diffuse the sunlight, I'm like, it makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
I should have known.
There's so much that goes into it. Like, you got those people holding those giant things, and then they got the flags, which are, like, with the same thing, but they're, like, big and black.
Yeah.
And almost always, it's just to get rid of the shadow from the camera, because you can see it in the shot, and you're just like, I just need somebody to, like, stand in front of the camera and hold it like this for, like, the next 3 minutes and move with the camera just so that you don't see the camera or the boom or something like that. And it's, like, a simple scene of people talking, and you never think about that. And that's what I think is so interesting about film, is there's so much detail. Like, you know, and, like, oh, you're watching the Avengers and you're waiting for the after credits, like, little preview, and you're just like, oh my God, the credits are so long. Why do so many people work on this movie? Why do they need, like, a million people to do this? And it's like, as you go through it, you're like, okay, yeah, every single person's kind of important. Like, think about it.
It's one of the things you notice when you're watching the credits of a film, and you, it's like, the shorter the credits, it probably means the movie sucked.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that. It's like a Disney Channel movie, and the credits are like, done.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. They literally had somebody go, good job.
Yeah.
And then they, like, had, like, tea lights everywhere, you know?
Exactly.
But then you have, like, films like The Force Awakens or Batman vs. Superman. And their list of credits is insane.
Insane.
Where you're just like, is that Easter egg worth it? Yeah. I mean, I have to pee. I've been in this 3-hour movie. Because can you just imagine James Cameron's Avatar?
Oh, my God.
How long those credits would have been in the movie theater?
Yeah.
That is just visually, like, what goes into just digital film, and that I could not imagine.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's been so fun, though. Like, it's such a learning experience, and, like, even, like, God forbid I don't ever be able to do anything with my degree, like, I've learned so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't regret any of it, so it's been so much
fun. It's something that you can, like, pull out of your back pocket if
you have anything good to have, and, you know. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So since we're on the topic of filmmaking, is there, like, a movie, and I want us to all go around, like, a movie you would, a TV show that you would recommend?
I would recommend Daredevil, Netflix series. Not Daredevil movie with stupid Ben Affleck. That's just terrible.
That will be on I Should Be Sleeping, the podcast by Richard Aguirre and Jason Vilches.
Right? I love that show, though, the Daredevil show. It's really good. I was surprised I liked it, actually. It was like,
Jason, I think I need to just stomach and watch it.
You should. It's really good. I enjoy it.
I just always fall asleep when I watch any TV show. Like, we were trying to watch American Horror Story. And
wait, which one?
The recent one.
Oh.
But, like, I'm not caught up. But this was, like, one of the episodes that Edsel was trying to watch with me. I had to stand up to watch this episode because I will literally fall asleep at any time. Because
you're like your dad. You fall asleep.
You put anything on TV, I will fall asleep. So I had to stand up so I could watch it.
You're like, I really want to know the outcome.
And I'm just like doing jumping jacks, running in place. So I stay awake. Like, it's so, I don't understand why.
What about you?
Me? I think, okay, right now, and it's not even like it's like high budget because it's not. Like, last season they showed Maleficent's Dragon and it was pretty, it was just not good. But, right, I would recommend Once Upon a Time if you are a Disney fanatic or Disney nerd. Because this season...
Wait, did you just come up with that word by yourself?
Disney nerd? No, Disney nerd. I have not.
Does it?
It exists simply because I've heard it millions of times. Because you guys know I work for Disney, so I hear every Disney fanatics, Disnoid, Disney nerd. I've heard it all.
Wow.
But, if you're just, you find yourself enjoying how they kind of intertwine all these, you know, characters as one, this last season, because, like, I don't know about you guys, maybe it's just me, but, like, if when I watch a show, I'm like, how would I write myself in?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's currently on the air, I'm like, because, like, maybe in 2 years I can be on it.
Yeah.
And so I made a joke. I was like, ooh, I'm going to write myself in as Megara and be, like, in Hercules. They haven't used her yet. And I'm like, how the hell are they going to put in Greek mythology into the Disney version of everything?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, there goes that idea.
Yeah.
Well, the new season happens to take place in the underworld.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and it didn't, like, hit me at all. I was just like, oh, cool, they're in, you know, purgatory. And, which makes me think of Supernatural.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Tell me why I was going to say that. Supernatural, purgatory.
Yep. I know.
Purgatory, legit. And so, I was just watching this episode, and at the very end, spoiler alert for Daisy, it's not a big deal. You know where I'm going with this. I'm already talking about it. And at the very end, there's this guy who's just in charge of everything, and he's very sarcastic and very, you know, he's very flamboyant in a weird, controlling way.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the episode, he says a certain word and his hair lights up blue. Mm-hmm. Flamed blue. And I was like, it's Hades! Nice. I was like, son of a bitch! Hades, they actually wrote in Hercules! Where the fuck was my audition? I was like, I was down ready to be Megara. What the fudge? And they do intertwine Hercules and Megara and all these characters. And for like a second. Honestly, Daisy, you're not missing much. They're in an episode for 30 seconds and then they're done. And I was like, it's a good thing I didn't audition for Megara. She was in the show for, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was like, okay, that's what I enjoy, is how far or how much are they able to put into a single TV show? Because we have Snow White and Prince Charming married, and it's all weird.
Well, What's-Her-Face is coming back. The witch from Wizard of Oz, What's-Her-Face?
Zelina.
Yeah, she's coming back in now, the new season, isn't she? Or
if you actually finished Once Upon a Time, you would know what's going on. But I won't tell you.
Okay.
Because that one's a big spoiler, I won't tell you. But yeah, Selena does come back in the second half of the season you're on, which is season 4. Because I believe we're on season 5.
Yeah, season 4.
But yeah, it's this whole hunt to find... Nice.
Sorry.
But no, it's this whole hunt to find Hook in the underworld. It's really cool. It's,
oh, okay.
So I would recommend it if you're a big Disney fan. It's not a profound answer, let's be real. It's literally a really low-budget TV show. But I have fun with it, so I would recommend Once
Upon
a Time.
What movie would you recommend?
I have three movies on here. Can I recommend all of them?
Do it.
Are we not surprised?
I know.
The filmmaker has, like, three.
I know. Right? When you told me, he's like, oh, come up with a recommendation, I was like, shoot, like, any of them? But I'm going to go with ones that I've seen recently. So I watched The Babadook yesterday, which is a scary movie. It's on Netflix, and it was very, very good. It was a really good, very well-crafted scary movie. And I know that recently scary movies have not been very good. You know, they're more about jump scares.
I don't watch them. I'm just scared.
Well, they're mostly about jump scares, and you don't care about the characters and the whole deal. But this was really good, because it's, like, about a kid's book about Mr. Babadook, and it's, like, not a kid's book, because, like, she reads it to her kid, and it's about, like, this dude who comes and, well, basically is like, do you want to die? Like, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
But then it starts going after the son, and then changes and goes after the mom. And it's really cool to see the dynamics between the two, and the characters change a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a low-budget, like, indie film, but it's done very well, because they mask the fact that, like, they didn't have very much money to come up with, like, a creepy monster. They didn't try very hard.
It was scary enough for me.
Like, I had to have palate cleanser afterwards.
It's okay. I watched this at your house by myself, waiting for Jason to get off work, and I'm like, why the hell am I watching this alone by myself again?
Well, you know what I think, though, is, like, when they do scary movies and they're indie scary movies, I always feel like they have a lot more religious freedom than big-budget films.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're able to do something so twisted and dark that might not get approved by major box office companies.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it doesn't surprise me that indie films are a lot more scary.
Yeah.
Because they are able to twist and really freak the audience out, because they need to in order for you to be drawn in.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I won't watch them.
It's good, though. If you ever wanted to watch one, it's good.
I have to watch it holding hands with all the lights on with Alex.
I know, right? And then have a Disney movie ready to watch.
I know.
My next recommendation is for 10 Cloverfield Lane. I just watched this one maybe like 2-3 days ago. And, like, I'll be honest with you, I did not like the first Cloverfield movie.
Yeah.
It just gave me a headache. And it's just like, yeah, I understand, like, the whole found footage thing, but, like, it doesn't have to be so shaky, right? That's how I feel about it, but this one had nothing to do with it. Like, yeah, and it's, like, about this girl who, she gets in a car accident, and she wakes up, and she's, like, chained to, like, this mattress in the middle of this, like, tiny little room, and she has no idea what she's doing there. And this guy comes, is like, I saved your life, like, you were in a car accident, and then this big disaster happened, and we're in my bunker. Like, I saved your life. But she has no idea if he's lying to her or not. So there's that. They play that twist and that, like...
Is this the one with John Goodman?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
John Goodman is the guy. Saw the trailer. Okay.
Yeah. And it's so good, because she battles back and forth. It's like, okay, yeah, like, he says that he saved my life, but, like, did he? And, like, is this disaster happening? And he's like, he says the air's no good. Like, can I just go outside? And so... There's that, and then the fact that, like, okay, like, is this disaster happening, and the whole Cloverfield with, like, the aliens and the whole deal and, like, the crazy stuff, and it was really good because...
I know the trailer, it looked really good.
Yeah, because they take, like, the big world that Cloverfield had, and they just shrink it down into, like, this tiny little bunker, and it was good. I thought it was really good.
It looked good.
It was crazy. And then my last one is a movie called Room. Do not mistake it for... The Room. Because that is a shitty movie.
Wait, is that the one with Tommy Wiseau?
Yes.
Oh my god! Yes. However, I do need to see The Room simply for the, you're my favorite customer. Bye, doggy.
It's just not good. But, yeah, what I'm talking about is just called Room, and it came out, last year, but it gave Brie Larson her Oscar for Best Actress.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes. And I watched this. I took my mom to go see it because I thought she'd like it. It was so good. Like, in terms of story and relationships, it's like, it's about this girl. It's Brie Larson's character, and she just goes by Ma for most of it. And she has, like, a 4-year-old son. And then you learn that she had been kidnapped 7 years earlier, raped every night by her captor. They're kept in this little shed.
Oh, my
God. Room, and she's trying to make this world, you know, not horrible for her son. And they get the opportunity to escape. Get out and dealing with all that stuff, but it was so good. Like, I can't recommend this movie anymore. Like, it's mm-hmm. so good.
Was it based on any actual event or, like, no, loosely based on anything?
No, and I thought that would have been really cool, but I think it was based off of a book.
Okay.
But even then, like, it's got so many real-world applications and stuff, because
yeah, because
so
it kind of sounds like, do you guys
that remember? Elizabeth is a chick, right?
The girl who was kidnapped for, yeah. what, 18 years?
Yeah, had all two sorts kids. Of kids. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, he was taking the two kids to, like, a college and was talking mm-hmm. about how they wanted to preach about God and yeah. stuff, and then one thing led to another, and they finally figured out that this is where this girl was actually living, and she'd been hostage for... I couldn't imagine the PTSD that comes yeah. with that kind of situation.
Yeah.
And so I remember kind of vaguely hearing about Room, mm-hmm. and I kind of was like, I wonder if that has any, like...
Yeah.
Relation, yeah. yeah, to that mm-hmm. whole situation.
Well, I can't imagine that the author of the book didn't pull from those stories,
yeah,
in creating that. So, but it was so good because they really play on the fact that, like, she's trying to be a good mom, and it's like, I understand that my son has never seen the outside world, so I have to tell him, like, this is the only world that you know. But in order to tell him that we have to escape, I have to tell him that there's stuff out there and that I lied to him.
Yeah.
And then once all this stuff happens and they're trying to escape, and it's like, okay, yeah, like, he's your dad, but he's not, mm-hmm. and then people questioning her for it, like, why didn't you just tell him to take your son? Like, I never thought that was going to be an option, and yeah. making her look bad, mm-hmm. essentially, for the choices that she made. But it's like, he's my life. Like, mm-hmm. like, if I was in that situation, like, kidnapped for 7 years, raped every single night. Like, she was kidnapped when she was, like, 17, I think.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah, to, like, think that you never see your family again. Like, I would just off myself, honestly. Like, nothing to live for. What's the point?
Yeah.
And so for that boy to be, like, her life, it was
well,
so
she
good.
Held on for her son. I mean...
Exactly.
She, yeah,
would
she
too.
Had the
I
motivation,
would
yeah.
hold on.
I mean,
oh,
if
yeah.
it was
yeah,
just but... me in a situation that
that's
I knew
different.
I could not control,
yeah.
I don't know how well I could handle being in captivity. Because human nature, we long for to be free. Naturally, we long
yeah.
to have freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, like, there's... In a country, the... It's actually not illegal to break out of prison because of humans' will to want to be free.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense. So I couldn't imagine being in captivity with someone who does those things to me. I couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
And that's why it's always scary to watch those.
I know.
I don't like watching them.
It's good,
I mean, I want to watch it for the movie.
I mean, I will say, though, that, like, the Room aspect of it is not the whole movie. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's the whole,
it's,
how it correlates with being out of it and
yes.
all that. I just actually, since we're kind of talking about that, I actually thought of another film that it came out many moons ago, whether you guys like it or not. Did you guys ever watch the Angelina Jolie movie, The Changeling?
Yeah.
Yes.
I just thought about that. When you're telling this story, I just thought about that movie, mm-hmm. and you guys know it was based on a true story,
mm-hmm.
right? That, I remember watching that film and the whole scene where the LAPD return her son,
mm-hmm.
and he says, due to shock... your son won't look familiar to you. And she was like, okay. Women in that time were like, because women were nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, many years ago, in almost till today, women weren't nothing. And that was kind of the whole situation, is that they were like, no, you know, it's this. And the LAPD obviously had so many issues during that time anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember her giving her son the bath and realizing his birthmark is now not there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you're not my son.
Yeah.
And I couldn't, like, that whole movie had me going, like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Freaking out. I love Clint Eastwood, and I think that was just such a really interesting film. Because I'm not a big fan of Angelina Jolie. And, well, we know Ally Daisy. But I just...
She did good, though.
Yeah. I just remember that the end of the film, when they actually show where it took place... It was literally in Rancho Cucamonga. It's
they
not
changed
far
the name
from us.
Of the town because of what that
yeah.
of what happened.
This
there.
I mean, this was
yeah.
in our backyard. And can you just imagine how they found the bones of the kids?
That
and,
was
mm-hmm.
and then that whole scene when they're hanging him. Yes, they took religious freedom when because he did not sing, what was it, Silent Night?
Yeah,
he was singing something
like that,
really,
yeah.
you know, creepy. How he was singing the song and they hung him. I mean, obviously that didn't happen. He did get hung, but just when you think about it, like, if even if you were a parent watching this, I could not imagine just Oh, that movie was terrifying.
Oh, yeah. My mom was freaking out during Room. Especially because she didn't have any context for it. Like, I had seen the preview and they kind of go through the whole movie. She had no idea. And she's just sitting there like, oh, my God. Like, as a mom, like, I'm freaking out. Like, if this, oh, my God. You know? And it's...
It's scary.
It's scary.
But those are the movies that do the best is to actually pull at things that are actually realistic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like the Changeling, that happening, Room. That's happened. Yeah. I mean, there's the women who are all over the news when they finally were given their freedom. It's one of the most frightening things to know that this is a possibility in every single one of our lives.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously it's not something we hide in our rooms, intended, but hide and not go public. Because there are people who are so fearful of actually leaving their home because of things happening around them. Mm-hmm. I couldn't imagine. It's terrifying. But let's go to a happier topic because that's a scary topic. Mm-hmm. But I want to go back to it since we were talking about movies we want to recommend. Since I'm a YouTuber and Daisy's boyfriend's a YouTuber and you know YouTubers, like, if you could recommend any YouTuber, who would it be and why? Daisy, I'm going to give you the mic.
I have a few. Cardly is obviously one of them. I can't pronounce her last name.
Bible.
It's not Bible.
Cardly Bible.
You can't pronounce Bible?
B-Y-B-L-E. No, it's B-Y-B-L-E. That's why I was like,
Bible?
It's Bible.
That's weird. Okay.
What else?
Cardly? That's why she uses a pun on the word Bible.
Ah, now I get it. Got it.
Like Carly's Bible.
Got it. As much as I can't stand her sometimes, I gotta say, Jacqueline Hill does pretty good makeup. Like, her stuff is on point. Like,
and she's self-taught.
She is self-taught, which is amazing, because she's great. Mm-hmm. Jeffree Star, which I started recently watching his YouTube stuff. He's amazing.
He's hilarious.
Like, yeah, he is. I would think he'd be, like, one of those sassy ones. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, because the thing is Jeffree has sass, but you're just like... Yes, bitch, slay. Because I just like when he's like, and you know I'm never going to forget my highlight. And he starts highlighting.
Yes.
He's like, come through, highlight, come through. Yes. And I'm just like.
Did you see the video of Jeffree Star and Manny MUA where they're both like, hello, hello. And I'm like, really? Like, isn't that Jeffree Star thing? Like, hello, hello. It's like his thing.
I just love it because it was the one video I was just like, I don't hate Manny that much. Because I love Jeffree enough.
Well, I love him. If you see Manny's older videos, like, he was actually a decent person. Now I just think, like...
The Gerard cosmetic scandal is what made me strongly
so
dislike
he's,
him.
He's still a good artist. Like, I won't be biased and be like, oh, no. He's good. I just... Him as a person, he's not... I don't think
he's very talented makeup artist.
He is, but him, like, as a person, like, just talking like you and I right now, I think he'd be like a bitch.
Yeah.
And so, him, Jacqueline Hill, Manny, the hiccups. Jeffree. Wow.
Sorry.
No! Who else? I don't know. I think that's it for now that I've seen.
I'm holding my breath so everyone knows.
Would you like me to go next then?
Yes.
So you can compose yourself?
Yeah, compose. Get your shit together.
Okay, so my first one to recommend is Mikey, or her channel name is Glam and Gore.
Yes.
Yeah, she's awesome. I've watched her since she didn't even have a YouTube channel yet. She was just on Instagram. She got kind of famous, like her following off of, she did 100 Days of Makeup, and by the end of the 100 days, she had like, thousands and thousands of followers, and they're like, you start a YouTube channel and stuff. And so she did. And I feel like I really connect with her because she is a self-taught makeup artist. She went to film school to be a cinematographer and then realized that she wanted to do makeup. And so she worked at MAC for like 4 years. So not only is she really, really good at like beauty makeup, which is why her channel is called Glam and Gore, but she's a self-taught FX makeup artist too. And her videos are always like... catered towards people who are self-taught, don't have very much money, because FX products can be very expensive, and so it's like, okay, I'm going to teach you how to do this with these household products. Like, you can do it, and you're going to look awesome, and this, and she's so nice and down-to-earth. Like, she's got, like, I think she just hit, like, 1 million followers on Instagram. She hit 1 million on YouTube a couple months ago.
Yeah, she's, like...
She won the Nick's Face Awards last year, so... I've been following her, like she's, like, my main one, because she's very down-to-earth, and she loves all of her fans and the mm-hmm. whole deal, and she does so many interesting different tutorials and stuff, and I think it's so cool.
And what I love, because I follow Mikey too, yeah. and what I love about Mikey is, aside from, say she's doing the most basic tutorial, it's mm-hmm. like literally a wings liner,
yeah,
she will go through great lengths to make it an entertaining,
she makes a funny
video, yeah, because she was like putting masking tape on her face, she's like, you can try this technique, you know, she was making a complete mockery, because she basically said, like, I get it, there's a bunch of videos exactly like this, but you want to know how I do it, so I'm gonna do it in a fun way, yeah. and she does so much, she yeah. puts so much thought mm-hmm. into her actual production.
Yeah.
Like, when she did the Krampus.
Oh, my God. The Krampus was so good.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. It was literally 7 minutes of just an entire short film she did.
Yeah.
Of her little cute little husky thing. Yeah. I don't know what that dog is.
I don't know what it is.
He's so cute.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
He's so cute.
So, amazing. Any other gurus?
I have one other person, but this is not a makeup guru. This is in, like, specifically FX. I don't remember her name, but her YouTube name is FreakMossFX. And if you're looking to get grossed out by, like, really, like, detailed and, like, anatomically correct gore, follow her. And she's completely self-taught, too. Like, she just did one, like, 3 days ago where she did, like a botched knee surgery, like, on her own knee. And she teamed up with, I don't know if you've seen his stuff, he's on Instagram and YouTube by Powda. Mm-mm. I don't know if you've even heard of him. He got famous, he did like these like really cool designs, like where he just did like a really cool cut, or he'd do like his finger where like there was like this section was like sticking out and this section was sticking out this way. You've probably seen his stuff.
I think I saw it that way.
That's Powda, but they teamed together and they're both really good with like human anatomy. And so they did like really gross but cool like knee surgery, and she goes through everything, like she did her whole sculpting process of just sculpting the whole bought for that one, she bought like surgical like stitching stuff, a staple gun, like a surgical staple gun, just for the video, to like when she was done and talked about how she did it. But like she's so cool too, because I said, she's very authentic and she's completely self-taught. Which, it blows my mind. Like, I have no idea. It's disgusting.
I mean, if you keep practice, you're already kind of self-taught, too. So,
yeah.
You're pretty good at it.
Exactly.
It needs more practice.
And like I said, I can just do a bullet hole.
And she just did a YouTube video where she talked about all the people that influenced her. So, I thought that was pretty cool.
That's nice.
My other
That's
person.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I do want to talk about makeup dupes, because I know nobody wants to spend, like, $35 on freaking NARS.
Like, no, the I lipstick I'm wearing right now is $33, but I love it.
What brand?
NARS.
Oh.
NARS is my brand. Like, if I had to spend $30 on any lipstick, it would be NARS.
You know what? NARS is good, I do gotta admit, but there are dupes for that. And basically, like, you're just paying for the name.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to talk about between the e.l.f. brush, the e.l.f. blushes and the NARS blushes.
Mm-hmm.
They are similar to each other. Like, the e.l.f.'s blushes, Pink Passion, is the same thing you would get for NARS, the Gaidy, I don't know what it is, something like that. And then for the e.l.f. blushes, the Tickled Pink, It's a dupe for Sex Appeal in NARS.
Hmm.
So it's the same color, same thing. You just pay cheaper for.
And the packaging is pretty much identical too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is.
Oh wow.
And then for e.l.f. Peachy King Luster for NARS, same thing, same colors, mm-hmm. same everything.
Long as they have a dupe for Orgasm, because
that's what I was gonna ask.
You know what? They do. It's called e.l.f. It's called Candid Coral.
Candid Coral.
I have Candid Coral.
It's a dupe for Orgasm.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a dupe for all,
yeah, that one.
Orgasm.
She's like, I'm shy.
And I wanna... also for lip colors, the Milani Beloved and the Kat Von D Lolita are exactly the same.
Oh, so Lolita's so hard to find.
I got Lolita.
Did you finally get Lolita?
Yes, I did.
I had the little samples of Lolita. That's the only
travel,
way I
yeah.
could get them.
Lolita samples? Was impossible to find. It's like Jeffrey's Androgyny.
They had one left, so and I was like...
That was like bow and arrow. When I went to the Sephora, not closest to me was Sephora. There's Sephora. I drove a while. they had probably 15 bow and arrows. And I was like, oh my God, gotta buy it, even though I'm poor right now this week. And I bought it.
Also, Milani Naked is the same thing as you were buying the Mac Viva Glam too.
I have Mac Naked.
And Becca Opal Highlighter, same thing as NYX Gleam, Glam, whatever. It's the same highlighters, pretty
NYX,
much.
NYX, which one?
Gleam? Glime? G-L-E-M?
Oh, Opal. Yes.
Yes, Becca Opal. And then for the Mac Pro Concealer, it's the same thing as you were buying for the NYX HD Concealer. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, do I want to spend for the brand or do I want to go cheap? I'm like, I rather go cheap because I'm broke right now and I have no job.
When you think about it, though, I can't guarantee you, like us, we'll get the cheapo depo version. If it, like I said, I have Milani Naked, which is a dupe for Viva Glam, too. But there are people who literally, it's just like with clothing. Mm-hmm. Women who buy the expensive stuff because of the name, and it makes them look like they're
like high prestige end, and like fancy, and
they're like, here's my Prada purse. And I'm like, oh, mine's from
like the Dollar Tree. Just think it's funny when the some of the girls talk about all these high end products, and I'm like thinking, like, that looks exactly like NYX. That looks exactly like Elf, Milani right there. It's like, why do you have to buy the big brands? Probably because they're bringing them. They're giving the brand exposure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm like,
no, it was right. Like at one point, every single YouTuber was talking about the Makeup Forever concealer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, yeah, Makeup Forever just sent me this. And I'm like, of course they did. Yeah. You get all the stuff for free.
Of course.
Of course you're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about the MAC Cream D Nude. The dupes for that is Maybelline Blushing Beige. And then for the MAC Peach stock, the Revlon Nude Attitude, basically the same color. And like I said, I have the NYX Lingerie Collection, so whenever you're ready to get a Kylie one,
no.
We can swatch it.
No. I will not spend $40 and wait 5 weeks to get it.
That's just terrible.
Or wake up at 3 in the morning.
And then I was looking at some of the gurus, and a lot of them were saying what the best foundation was. Here's what I got for some of them. Estee Lauder Double Wear, which is $38. I don't think it's bad. Estee Lauder is pretty good. My mom used to use it. I like it. I used to wear the eyeliner, and it stayed on pretty good, but the eyeliner went up to, like, $29 or something. I'm like, no thanks, honey.
I'm like, NYX gel liner for
$7.
Okay with me.
Too Faced Born This Way, which is $39. Mm-hmm. Benefit Hello Flawless Oxygen, $36. And the It Cosmetics CC Plus Cream, $32. Which, I have the It Cosmetics CC Cream. Amazing.
Is it amazing?
Seriously, it looks like my face. It doesn't look like I was trying so hard. Like, yesterday I put it on because I wanted to try it out. My mom's like, oh my God, it's like your face just smoother. Like, it smoothed everything out. And I was like, this is awesome. I think I'm going to buy it. But the bigger pack, it's like, the one that for the infomercial is like $40-something. I'm like,
oh shit.
But it lasts, expensive. Apparently it lasts you a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like Kat Von D. I have the $36 one, and I bought it last March.
Yeah, I used to get the Sephora brand, like, foundation, and I realized I had to use that, and then I had to powder it with, like, a whatever powder. And I was like, I'm just going to move on because I have acne, and I was like, I need something with a little bit more coverage that won't, like, melt off my face halfway through the day.
Yes.
So I got the Kat Von D makeup, the foundation, and it was life-changing. I was like, I don't have to use any powder afterwards, and it stays on, and it's great.
You should look into the It Cosmetics, though, the CC Plus Cream.
Yeah.
Because I heard a lot about it.
Because really? The girl that was doing the infomercial, she had that rosacea stuff that you have. But it was worse. Like, it was so bright. When she put it on, it looked like her skin, but you couldn't see any of it.
Really?
Like, it was gone. I was like, what happened to it? Like, when I first saw this chick on the TV, I was like, oh, you know, her face looks good, like nothing. And she took off half of her makeup. I was like, whoa, I didn't know she had that under there. And it's amazing. Honestly, I like it, and I feel like that's more of an investment than any of, like, any blush, any highlighter, anything else that you can do for, so.
Yeah.
You should try it. I definitely want to try it.
And price isn't always what makes it better, because, like, I think I told this in the last podcast is that I got Becca by peer pressure from a Becca consultant.
Oh, no.
I think you, it was when I color matched you.
Yeah.
For makeup.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I have this Becca one that I was forced to buy because I felt bad.
You did tell me that.
Oh, my God. And that one was leaving out of Sephora. It would cost me, what, 48 something? Mm-hmm. And then my Kat Von D is much better because I don't know. I'm wearing Becca right now only because it's the only one that kind of matches my skin right now. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I became Casper within the last month because none of my foundation matches my face anymore. That's why I haven't been wearing it, and it sucks. But my Kat Von D was so much better. Becca is not as good as people are saying because people are like raving about Becca.
It's all about the hype.
It is all about hype. And if it wasn't for that stupid Becca consultant, I would have never bought the damn thing. Like, when she was like, okay, your total's $48.70.
And it was nice. It looked nice on you. It did. But I just feel like to spend that much money on something you could have found somewhere.
I should look like Mariah Carey in her golden flexi foundation.
Oh, my God.
Well, don't you remember when I was doing color matching you and I was just drenched?
Yeah, you were. Like,
because it didn't help that we were in a room that was a sauna pretty much.
Yeah.
But I was just like, this is not for oily skin.
It's like melting away.
Okay, one last thing. NARS Orgasm Illuminator is the same dupe as NYX Born to Glow Liquid Illuminator, by the way. Which is something I know that NARS is good, and I love NARS. I would love to have NARS.
I've never got NARS.
NARS is good. I like it, but again, it's the brand.
It's just one of those prices. Yeah, I haven't stomached it yet.
But NARS is good. It's the same thing as the brand Elf NYX.
I was gonna say your lipstick is cute. What color is it?
It's Rudy. It's like some. Oh no, Jade. Jade. It's like their whatever lipstick. I don't know. I don't know what it's called, but I think it's called Jade is the thing. But I noticed that this one I don't have to reapply very often, and like for like a lipstick, like it doesn't get everywhere. I can.
Is it an actual lipstick?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I
thought it was a stain.
No,
that's like a legit. Amazing.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, dang, I didn't know it was a lipstick.
Yeah, and the problem I have with some lip stains is that, especially with Kat Von D's, is they dry my lips out.
Yeah.
So bad, and
don't try ColourPop.
Yeah, and I noticed that I told you about that brand that I used, something that starts with a C.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me. Oh, my God, I can't remember, but yeah.
They sell it at the Sephora in Riverside. It's like, they have like four colors, but they have a stain that, and one of their colors almost looks like Lolita, a little more pink, but it's so light that like you don't even notice you're wearing it. Like, I had somebody who was like, oh, my God, I love your lipstick, and I was like, I'm not wearing lipstick. I was like, oh, wait, I am. Like, that's how light it is, and it's so much better, because I feel like with Kat Von D especially, like, those other ones, like, it's so thick, and you gotta put so many layers on, make sure you, like, you get it perfect.
Oh, then you would hate Vampire.
And there's just, like,
nice colors that
she has. Gorgeous colors. Because I think, I remember I wanted to get you a go-go, that orange, because you were like, I love it. And I was like, oh, they always have that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just so drying on the lip. But the colors are so... Like Lolita, Vampira. The three I have are Lolita, Vampira, and Bow and Arrow. Gorgeous colors. But they're gorgeous colors, but they're so drying.
That's, it's like you have to decide, like, what am I doing today? Like, can I afford to reapply lipstick every 20 minutes and then have it start cracking and then do all this stuff and keep adding
and
more?
And then summer's coming. So when summer comes, I don't know if I'm even going to want to put makeup or anything because it's hot and the sun irritates me. It turns me into, like, the Incredible Hulk, just bitchy.
And you know I'm the same way.
Like, I hate the heat with the passion. I think I hate heat more than hiking. I'm not sure. I hate hiking.
Is that possible? I didn't think so.
Dad, you hate heat.
I hate the heat. Like, I will become the worst person to be around. Like, I will snap at you and be like, dude, shut the fuck up. Just leave me alone. Like, I hate the heat. So, for me to wear makeup...
I won't go to Disneyland if it's over, like, 75 degrees.
Well, remember when we went and you almost passed out from... And I had to cool you down with, like, the ice cold water.
Yes!
Because it was so hot.
But I'm, like, really sensitive to the sun.
Me too. And I was starting to get a headache, and I started to get, like, dizzy, and this one
for Peter Pan, right?
Yes. She's like, I'm going to throw up. I'm like, oh my God, please don't, because I already feel sick.
You're like, if you do, I do. And it's just going to be projectile, and everyone's going to start doing it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I hate the heat. I'd rather be indoors with the AC on or something and be like,
That's why, like, whenever I go to Disneyland, I like to go to the actual room where the Animation Academy is. Yeah. And it's, like, I'm like, hey, babe, let's go see Turtle Talk with Crush. And really, I just am like, I want to get out of the fucking sun.
The air conditioning is great.
It's like, no, I just love this room. Of course I'm not going to be lazy.